Two new studies show that an aspirin a day can reduce the risk of colon cancer for some people. It's the latest achievement for aspirin, which has already proven its value in preventing heart attacks and fighting pain. But as NPR's John Hamilton reports, doctors say it's too early to begin taking aspirin for cancer prevention alone.
Aspirin has been on the market for more than a century, but it wasn't until the 1970s that researchers figured out how the pills work. They discovered that aspirin, like some other pain relievers, reduced the body's production of compounds called prostaglandins, which lead to inflammation and pain. Dr. John Barron of Dartmouth Medical School says the discovery came as researchers began to suspect that prostaglandins also played a role in cancer. So one doctor tried an experiment.
A surgeon in Colorado gave some of these drugs to patients to treat certain tumors associated with colorectal cancer and noticed that the drugs seemed to have some efficacy.
Barron says several more studies indicated that people who happened to take aspirin regularly were less likely to develop colon cancer. But it still wasn't clear if there was a simple cause and effect relationship. The aspirin takers might have been doing other things to lower their cancer risk. So Barron began a study of more than 1,000 people who'd had colon polyps, benign growths that can become cancerous. Some took a regular aspirin tablet every day, some took a baby aspirin, and some took sugar pills. Researchers checked periodically for new polyps, and Barron says the results were unequivocal.
People taking low-dose aspirin, the equivalent of a baby aspirin, had a reduced risk of these colon polyps, these tumors that, if left in place, can turn into cancer.
Big difference? Small difference?
It was a modest difference, about a 20% reduction.
Oddly, the larger dose of aspirin didn't seem to reduce cancer in this study. But in a second study of 635 people who'd been cured of colon cancer, one regular aspirin a day lessened the chance of new growths. Both studies appear in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. Barron says the research leaves doctors and patients with a dilemma.
It very clearly indicates that these drugs have the potential to interfere with the cancer development process in the large bowel. It doesn't settle the question of whether these things should be used for everybody.
And that's a big question. Aspirin can lead to gastric ulcers and strokes caused by bleeding in the brain. And Robert Sandler, the lead author of the second study, says there could be another problem.
It would be unfortunate if people concluded that taking an aspirin a day would prevent them from getting colon cancer. If people want to prevent colon cancer, they need to get screened.
That's because even people who take aspirin can get polyps that must be detected and removed. Sandler says as long as aspirin takers don't avoid screening, these findings are good news.
If people are already taking aspirin to protect their heart, this study suggests that there'll be some additional benefit to preventing colon polyps and possibly cancer. And if people are already having colonoscopy to prevent colon cancer, by taking an aspirin, they may decrease their risk a little bit, although they may be at risk for some of the toxicity from aspirin.
People need to remember that aspirin is a real drug that can cause real problems, says Thomas Imperiale of Indiana University. Given the risks, he says, aspirin would need to produce a much more dramatic reduction in colon cancers to justify widespread use for this purpose.
The bottom line for aspirin or a similar type of intervention is going to be, can it reduce the need for screening or surveillance? Can it reduce the intensity with which screening and surveillance are done? Can it reduce the frequency at which screening and surveillance are done?
Imperiale says so far the answer is no. But he says future studies may show that people who take aspirin for several decades can safely wait until later in life before getting their first screening examination. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.